Let's go.
Framed up, man. Let's go, man. Welcome back to the Raw District Podcast, man. It's Drew Dawson. We back here. We got Eli Brown, Swishy Pants, a.k.a. the Lunch Lady in the building.
You got to do both, huh?
Yeah.
The Lunch Lady.
Chris White ready lunch in the lady building. Brown.
Y'all know it.
Yes, sir. And this guy feels like a fucking guest.
Yeah.
A special guest in the building, Tony Fontana, man.
Tony Fontana.
Yes, sir.
Fuck you, man.
This is a celebration episode, too, man.
Yeah, we got a lot to celebrate, man.
Happy birthday to Tony Fontana, man. It's the birthday episode. Yeah.
Celebration.
I would be normally turning 29, but I'm 28 today. You know what I mean? Last year got fucked up due to COVID. So.
Yes, sir.
It's going to reset.
Yeah, we resetting it.
I respect that. Yeah. I'll give you a pass on that.
Yeah, I had to reset it. You know what I mean?
No, I fucking stopped working.
It's fucking raw.
It's fucking raw,
that
baby.
That one still works. What's the deal, man? How y'all feel, man? Y'all unfroze? Everything straight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm thawed out
everything
thoroughly.
Good.
I missed like a week of work because of this shit, bro.
Oh, couldn't drive?
Bro, nigga, my truck was froze. I forgot to put the, you're supposed to put this anti-gel shit in your truck so that way it doesn't freeze up your gas. Mm. Bro, I get down the street, my truck just died on me and shit. I call the people up like, hey, what's going on
damn,
with this
that
shit,
sucks.
Man? They're like,
Nigga, did you gel it up, nigga?
Nah, bro. And then the thing is, too, like,
you do that shit on purpose, huh?
Nah, bro. All the people.
You're like, I ain't trying to work.
You ain't got no coat. And you can't go outside, bro.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I was out there in a jacket. I made it through this shit through a jacket, bro. I might be the realest nigga in the world, bro.
With the fucking windbreaker on.
You got a thing, bro. How I made it this whole winter without a coat is legendary, bro.
I'm with you. I ain't got no coat either.
Me not having a coat is like almost on the same run as LeBron being 20 seasons in, being this great.
So you never had a coat, huh?
I mean, nah.
When was the last time you had a coat?
I'm gonna say 2007, bro.
What's your thing against coats? Why don't you get a coat?
Hoodies are better.
Hoodies are better.
Yeah.
They fit better.
Are they warmer though? Because that should
it's
be the logic.
It's not about being warmer.
More
it's
stylish.
About looking nice.
Oh, okay.
It's about looking nice.
It's about looking nice. So you just don't. You ain't found a coat that you look good in. Then.
Nah, I mean if y'all can help me get that $1,700 coat, we can.
Yeah.
The Montclair joint.
Yeah.
You know another COVID check coming.
Get it off that.
Yeah,
you know another $14 COVID check. You only need three with it.
I'll take my COVID check and go to Cancun.
Okay. Well, yeah, or you could do that.
But if you help me with your COVID check, we straight.
Oh, if I help you with mine, yeah. I got you, man. I got you. It's your birthday, so
nah.
we can make some work on that. I might be able to see half or some shit like that.
Hey, man, what if I take the bread and do something else with it?
If you took my bread and did something else.
People to help me get a coat, I'll take the bread and go do something.
You know what I mean? That would just be a lesson learned. I'm like, well, I'm never giving this nigga bread again because he don't say what he don't do what he say.
Nigga irresponsible.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously don't need a coat because it was negative fucking 20 degrees. So, and if you survive that,
without a
coat,
yeah,
with a hoodie, bro. I made it through with a hoodie.
Man, this man's fucking trooper.
Yeah, we in the clear now.
Tropical weather's ahead of us.
40. Yeah, it's tropical, bro. It feels great.
It's going to be 60 on Tuesday.
It felt great, bro.
Hey,
that's a lesson on perception, man. For sure.
Because I ain't going to lie to you, bro. When it got down to the negatives and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, bro, when it hit 19 degrees, I was like, damn, this shit kind of
warm.
Yeah,
bro, isn't that
like,
weird?
Take off the hoodie. Like.
Yeah. I went outside when it was negative 16. It was like at 6 a.m. I forgot what day it was, but it was negative 16 out there.
Yeah.
It was crazy, man.
Time they
it doesn't feel any different from zero, but it's cold.
Hey, bro,
coats don't even help, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when they shut down the state, that's regardless. When you know shit's real.
Hey, I was in Arkansas yesterday, right? I was in Arkansas yesterday. Bro, when I tell you I had the roughest time trying to get out of their back parking lot of Target, because there was snow everywhere.
In your truck?
Yes,
had a full
bro,
load?
I was... Not like well, I had an empty one trying to leave up out of there. I kept getting stuck, bro. I was pissed.
Damn,
I had the manager of the store. He coming out. He throwing cat litter up under the truck trying to get some traction. I said, "Hey, bro, can y'all have snow removal? Come out here and get this shit up."
You that nigga?
Yeah, bro.
You that nigga causing everybody else hella work, nigga.
No, but listen, I'm like, bro, what's
I know
up?
They was
bro?
Pissed
like,
at you.
I'm like, no, he.
My man got fired three times in 2 weeks.
He was trying to act mad nice, bro. I'm like, hey, fam, you can just go back in the store, bro. I'd have had you right here for like an hour. He like, no, whatever you need. I'm like, nah, trust me, bro. It's cold as shit, bro. Like, you know, it's like eight. Like,
yeah, you better understand.
I end up getting up out of
like,
there,
bro. Fucking hop in here and try to back up out of here.
Bro, I'm telling you, when you can't move and you're just like, your tires are just spinning, bro, that shit is so stressful.
Yeah, I bet.
It's like, you're
just. And I can only imagine in a big-ass semi doing that shit. Yeah. So I'm like, nah, fuck all that.
I called him immediately. I said, hey, bro. I said, I'm finna go to this restaurant. Do y'all have some snow removal come out here? Bro, I was gone for like an hour. I come back. I'm like, damn, y'all ain't touched nothing. It's two employees out there with little ass shovels.
Oh, damn.
Hitting the ice. I'm like, come on, man. That's like, yeah, snow removal said it would be 3 hours. I'm like, fuck. That shit was stressful.
You should have got your ass a shovel too, nigga.
Yeah, right.
That's not my thing. Like, that part
you,
of the thing.
You be just staying in the truck.
I'm about to go to Applebee's.
He do.
Hey, bro, listen.
He be trying to stay in the truck as long as possible.
When COVID first happened, I was in Minneapolis at this.
Don't do nothing.
I was at this Minneapolis. I was at Target, right? And dude,
going to Applebee's.
He brought the pallet off, right? And yeah. It had mad watermelons and shit on it. That motherfucker took a spill. I got up. It was like. Hey, I'm about to run to the truck real quick. Y'all pick that shit up on your own.
Oh, you one of them niggas.
Do you have to unload it? No, I'm not supposed to touch that shit. So if I hurt myself touching it, my job's gonna be like, why was you touching something? That's not your job.
He's a driver, straight driver.
You know what I mean?
That's what you do.
I didn't want to look at him pick it up because he looking at me like, nigga, help.
You can't.
Hell no.
No, I didn't do this shit.
Yeah. So, Texas almost froze completely. That's the big news that's going around right now, man.
Oh, it did.
They was weird. Not completely, but it was close.
It didn't even go below what was the lowest, like 15 degrees.
They're not built for it at all.
The structures aren't.
Bro,
there was some political shit behind that too, I heard.
Bro,
they need to prepare
for
that.
What did the governor? He basically told them, man, the fuck up.
It was a mayor of Colorado City, Tim Boyd. Former mayor.
Yeah,
but I kind of get him though, man. He kind of like, yo, y'all pull it together, man. What y'all want me to do? He like shit going to shits up here.
Nah, first of all, where's Colorado City, Texas? In the first place, I never heard of that shit in my
first,
life.
I was like, how you live in Colorado and he the governor, like Texas, like, or mayor?
Yeah. And Ted Cruz also.
What did he say was in Kansas? One episode.
Nah,
Berlin.
Yeah, you thought that was a fucking Western Kansas.
Oh, that was
town.
Eli. That was your episode. He's like, listen, bro. I didn't want to just assume a nigga went to Germany.
Nigga said he went.
That's not what.
Hey, when that nigga said Berlin, y'all, the way y'all looked at me, I felt dumb as shit. I was like, I tried to justify. I'm like, fail, nah, nigga. I meant like Berlin by Berlin game.
Yeah.
That's just the shorthand for Berlin game.
Yeah, like I said before, I would never bring that shit up. Berlin, Kansas. That sounds whack as fuck. If you from Berlin, Kansas,
bro, they got
man,
a Clearwater,
you get a
Kansas.
Fucking life.
They got a Clearwater, Kansas.
They got
bro.
Hella Kansas. That I don't even.
There's a Berlin, Kansas. I'm
there's
I'm
California,
sure.
Missouri. There's all type of crazy ass little cities around these places.
Yeah, places I've never even fucking heard
crazy,
of.
Man.
But Texas, have you ever been down there?
Mm-hmm.
They drive ridiculous.
They speed for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
They're
not equipped for no type
my life
of ice
in Texas
or snow
on the road.
Yeah, bro.
Big ass bus just merging like fuck everybody.
Well, yeah. I'd be scared as shit down there driving.
There's a Berlin, Kansas.
This is a simulation.
Can I get an apology? Can I get it? Because niggas looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, we do all your apology.
Actually, it says Berlin is an unincorporated community in Bourbon County, Kansas.
All right, but it's still the same shit. So
it's probably like two houses in that.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's how some of the little cities be. It'd be like
that's
three houses.
What house?
This
is Berlin. This is Berlin.
Bitch, I'm the mayor.
If you go to those spots, it'd be like three
you
houses.
See that line right there? That's not Berlin.
It'd be three houses, a Casey's, and a Dollar
General.
Casey's,
yep.
Casey's and a Dollar General.
We're just assuming they sell country as fuck.
Western Kansas, they got to. What other fuck? What else are they going to sell?
Hey, Drew.
Like,
some rural shit.
Berlin, Kansas.
It's Berlin, Kansas.
Motherfuckers out there sound like Yosemite Sam and shit.
Bro, don't trust no city or town that does not have a Casey's, bro. I'm telling you this now, bro. Casey's is everywhere, bro.
I thought it was don't trust the towns that do have the Casey's.
That's what I thought, man.
The little small ass motherfucking towns with the Casey's. Yeah.
They got some good individuals.
I've been working there lately, like in people's houses. Doing
oh, I'll just say Casey's.
Don't judge.
No,
Casey's,
I'm still
man.
Some
come
pizza.
On,
no, I'm going to say.
They do got fire.
No, they pizza.
Yeah,
yeah,
pizza is heat. I've had a lot of Casey's pizza in my
life. I feel like Casey's are in the parts of towns that, like, are very smally like populated. Like,
yeah, because you got to, bro. You got to get gas there. You got a grocery shop.
The outskirts
like,
of
like, look where, yeah, yeah, say, like, yeah. Look where Casey is. Casey's is in Topeka. Shit, nigga. Out there, nigga. You can go a block up and you on dirt road and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Then you got fire pizza.
Land and cows.
Their sandwiches are good too. They like diet Subway.
Sausage, egg,
Subway
and cheese.
Jr.
I haven't tried the sandwiches
but
yet.
I'll never eat
that sausage, egg, and cheese.
I can't bring myself to eat a quick shop sandwich.
Yeah. But Casey's isn't like a quick shop. Like, it's like a
store.
More like, it's like a Quick Trip.
It wants to be a restaurant. You know,
yeah, Casey's like a fake restaurant.
You guys got Quick Trips in Missouri.
No, Quick Trips.
Quick Trips are elite. Quick Trips are
hard. I love Quick Trips.
I ain't never had a shake.
And you can buy liquor there.
From Quick Trip?
The shake from Quick Trip.
From the machines?
You go order off the board.
Yeah, you would know. Talk that about shit, quick shops shit. And shit.
Yeah, that shit's definitely
I'm
tough.
I'm sure you've been to many.
All right, what's the best one?
Yeah. Wawa.
Quick Shop?
Wawa?
Yeah, Wawa. Where it's on the East Coast. It's on the East Coast.
Why is it the best? Because it's on the East Coast?
Nah, because, bro, that shit be having it. It's like, they literally got everything. That shit like a restaurant and
you
a gas
get you, you can get you a Zaza out there?
That Zaza.
You can get you some Zaza as far as like a cappuccino.
Get a little Zaza from the Wawa?
French, I got Zaza from the Wawa.
When I first seen Wawa, I was like, damn, so this is like Walmart's little store. They said, no, it's just Wawa.
It has nothing to do with Walmart.
Oh, no, anymore. I got to
go to
Vegas.
I think that's empty.
Oh, it's empty, dog? Yeah. You a drinking ass nigga.
Damn, guzzling that bottle, man.
He poured for the whole house, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Do we need to send somebody to the liquor store?
Yeah, shout out.
No, I got another bottle a little bit later.
Fontana Man, rich as hell.
Preston just chugged that shit. Fuck.
The bottle?
Like a shot?
Yeah.
What, smoking too much?
Yeah.
Are you trying to grab that out the fridge?
No, it's right there on the
damn, you ain't put it in the fridge? Keep it cold?
In the fridge.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man, basically Texas is on their own power grid, and they take their money and they do other shit with it.
Right.
And it kind of backfired on their ass.
They thought they wasn't going to get no snow. Little did they know.
That's no one.
Mother Nature shook up the glow. Like
that, that changed my mind on moving to Texas, bro.
And said, you motherfuckers gonna be caught.
What else?
Ah, bars.
We popping bottles on Raw District.
Yes, sir.
We need to toast to this LLC.
Yes, sir. Shout out to that, man. Shout out to that, man.
Ba-bink, bink, ba-bink, bink, bink.
This man put a hole in the ceiling.
It's fucking it's tight. You can't even hear it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we need to toast to this LLC, man.
Where'd this blood come from?
Some gas pack?
No, I'm just.
We press record, didn't we, guys?
No, it's me. It's me. It's going to be.
Here you go.
It's going to be. Got a little bit of that mid there, boy.
No, it's not mid. It's some good weed.
We don't smoke no Bammer weed.
We don't do that. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa.
Go ahead and pass Drew that. Blap. You pass it to Drew.
He taught us better than
that. Oh, yeah. Where my little cup go? This down here, man.
Yes. Yeah, we got to kill that bottle before I leave. I'll leave in like 20, 30 minutes, so.
Yeah, he's got better shit to do. Yeah.
I don't have better shit to do. Just a dinner.
You know, it's a celebration, man. Fuck the podcast, man. Go live life.
Celebration.
Go live life.
It's your motherfucking day, unofficially, but it's your day.
Unofficially, you feel me? It's the weekend.
It's your 22nd
birthday. By the time this comes out, your birthday is going to be long gone. You know what I'm saying?
Clap it up for me. Hold on, make some noise.
The applause stopped working for some fucking reason. C don't want to fucking. Oh, there. One clap.
Get a little aggressive.
You got to hold that motherfucker. You got to hold that motherfucker. There we go.
All right, yep. Round of applause for me, man.
It's weird that the other ones aren't like that.
Let's go.
The way you set them, you got to set each button differently.
That's cool, though.
Let's run through some of these headlines besides Texas freezing over. Meek Mill versus 6ix9ine. How y'all feel about the situation, man?
I'll take the lead on this one.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
I think they both are weird as shit.
Yeah, I knew you was going to. Yeah, I seen your comments.
Both of them niggas were with cops, as rappers should be. I don't look at that as nothing crazy. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah. Security, cops. Right?
But, yeah, security. But when Meek Mill got on there and said, we were almost smoking on a Tekashi 6ix9ine pack, then why wasn't we?
Right.
You wasn't going to do nothing. And that's nothing wrong with that, because I don't want him to throw his life away. Mm-hmm. But don't get on the internet act like you was going to do some shit you wasn't going to do.
It's true.
It's perfectly fine that you're not going to do that.
And so, then calling out whack, you know.
And then my thing with 6ix9ine was, I ain't even, you don't even get to speak on nobody having security. Like, did you hear him rap the Pooh Shiesty bar? We said,
yeah.
I got my own fire, don't need security in the club.
Yeah, you lying like a motherfucker.
Both of y'all got security. Y'all both millionaires, bro. Like, why y'all doing this?
And he damn sure has security.
He's just playing 6ix9ine's game, really.
Oh, 6ix9ine, damn. He has, like, Secret Service or something. Yeah. Like,
he's got niggas in the bushes you can't see.
But you
got
to think, though. Let's be real, bro. He don't even need Secret Service, bro. Ain't nobody going to do nothing to that dude.
I got a question. Will anybody off him?
No, I don't think so, bro.
Anybody off
like
him?
Like, you got to think, bro.
Anybody off 6ix9ine?
No. Yeah. He's not the only snitch in rap.
I don't think they care about him that much. He's not really doing shit. Well, I guess he did put a few people away.
Well, the antics that he did today, talking on King Von and shit like that. These people are like actually known to have people behind them that have really been through it.
Possibly.
Hey, you with security. This is security. Yeah, man, they do all this shit. Like he said, he got some shit coming out.
He got an album dropping.
Six Nine
just dropped the song with this scene in the video.
Mm-hmm. Does Meek Mill have an album?
Damn, he's quick.
No.
He's but quick
the thing
is,
the thing Meek is, got one coming out too.
No, but 6ix9ine knew he had
surprise. They probably planned this shit.
No. They didn't plan somebody it. But look at 6ix9ine, right? His last album flopped to his standards. His last album did under 50,000. As much money as it costs to maintain him on a record label, 50,000 is not acceptable for you to sell.
Yeah.
So now he got to drum up some controversy. He runs into Meek Mill.
Exactly.
Meek Mill was probably on the flyer, and he popped up to cause that scene to make his video go crazy.
But does he do enough off of his singles to compensate for not having very good record sales?
I don't think so. When you think that, you got to have a lot. But you got to think though.
Shit goes crazy.
Not when you think that he has to have
his Instagram
the type of security that
too.
He has to have.
So you're saying it's the money that they cost to
got like five people on
so
payroll
much to have him protected, bro. He needs to be selling like Drake or like at least like Lil Uzi, Lil Baby.
Yeah,
he should be selling 100,000 plus to maintain security.
He doesn't really drop
overhead
that much
on
music, I don't think.
And if
though.
I'm
fuck
not mistaken, he, if
for
I'm
the, for the record though,
we don't, yeah, fuck him.
If I'm not mistaken, he's under a contract. 6ix9ine was under a contract when he signed it in prison.
Yeah,
and he has to fulfill it right now.
It's two albums only.
Yeah, you think he's gonna stay around, or he's gonna duck off after
that Spanish song? I don't think he's gonna go nowhere. Bad, honestly.
I think because there's a place for people like him on the internet, so he's gonna be able to flourish and make a lot of money. And like you gotta think he's not the first rapper that told.
Mm.
He's just the one that they make look crazy.
So you don't think the 6ix9ine story is over
Whatever happened to Cassidy? Was the other people like? First of all, who are you talking about when you say that?
It's well documented that Young Dro's told.
Well, okay, yeah, these aren't rappers of his magnitude, though. True. He was at a whole different stature.
Shoulder Lean was a big hit.
The only difference between Shoulder Lean and this is Young Dro went out causing all these antics.
That's what I was going to get at, too. He's also a person who's like, you know, egging on all this shit, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But I think 6ix9ine's antics is bigger than his music.
I think it's different, man.
I think his antics is bigger than the music that he's ever produced.
Yeah.
Because you got to think. Even with Fifi, that's Fifi's his biggest song, I believe, as far as on paper.
Is that the one on Billboard and shit? Nicki Minaj?
Yeah. But you got to think.
Well, that's why.
Well, no. They did the views more so because of him. But
that was right when he got out, too. So everybody was, like, looking for the nigga to do some shit.
I just think that with 6ix9ine, I think that his antics is bigger than the music. Go, so as long as he causes us some bullshit, that's why he got on there and said this shit about King Von today.
He probably get more views on Instagram.
Yeah, it's like, if I say all this crazy shit about
King Von. A lot of people do
that,
though. Tory Lanez just did it.
He's trying to basically, like, trick Young Dirk into reacting. If Young Dirk or Lil Dirk reacts,
everybody's going to be Zoom tuned
in. He's in the play to the boy in the club. Who the rats.
Who are 6ix9ine fans? Who are they?
Kids.
Probably women.
No.
Women?
I don't think women like them.
I think
chicks.
Have
like
you
them.
Met somebody who was like, I'm a 6ix9ine
I think some
fan.
Chicks like
no,
them.
No, I think there's some bitches out there that do like that edgy type, I don't give a fuck attitude that he presents.
But there's a lot of people like that.
I think it's kids, though,
right.
Bro.
No, there are.
And they,
but not as much as him, though.
Who's his fan base? Like, if you went to a 6ix9ine show,
I think you'd see 15.
Young motherfuckers.
I think you'd see 15 through 18 suburban kids.
White kids. Yep. Young white kids,
that's,
majority.
That's the usual for rap.
And you got to think, though, you got to think though, for his core fan base like that, people like us don't matter. We can sit up here all day and say, I don't listen to him because of this.
We're still talking about him though.
Rule. But you got to think though.
Yeah, we're giving him good.
We're talking about it because we got a podcast.
Yeah, we're part of the media now. We got to talk about it.
You got to think. Don't nobody give a
not
fuck
necessarily.
About. But don't nobody care about what people like us think. We care about real rap and shit like that. Like,
hold on, yeah,
his,
you do.
No, I'm talking about his fan base. 6ix9ine fan base is kids, bro. They don't give a damn. Like,
yeah.
They gonna still listen to him.
They like troll shit.
I'm gonna be real. Take the antics away. Take the snitching away. There's a lot of people who can't make better songs than 6ix9ine right now.
Facts.
He
makes
camera.
Dope music.
I told Nails, hey, bro. I said, his music is dope, bro. Even the first song that he dropped. Mm-hmm. The reason why you can't listen to it is because, bro, listen, I don't care if a rapper is real or not because I don't ever need y'all to be real around me. the thing is,
let me see that lighter over
when
there.
He in the song and he say, "Oh, let's I just ratted."
See that L burner.
How I'm gonna be in the club turning up to him saying he ratted?
Yeah, you can't.
But like this new song weird. That he just dropped, if they played that and they didn't tell you who it was, it would just sound regular.
It's like
it sound cool.
It's like bumping, you know what I'm saying, R. Kelly.
I agree with that.
Nah,
it is.
I don't think
because look, 6ix9ine didn't even get convicted of a crime. He just snitched. That's not even breaking the law. This dude, yeah. R. Kelly, literally.
R. Kelly is way worse.
R. Kelly pissed on an underage girl on camera, and motherfuckers are still bumping R. Kelly.
That's because his music. Where you coming his music way better.
But for the record, 6ix9ine did get convicted. How do you
feel about did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh yeah, they
he's
just
a fucking piece of shit.
Okay, he makes good music. True.
My girl put it in perspective for me on that R. Kelly shit. My fault. But like, she put it in perspective to me. She's like, so the parents of the girls that were messing with R. Kelly allowed their kids to go in hopes of. So if they would have popped, would this thing ever be a thing?
No, because
it's the same shit with Michael Jackson too.
No.
It's fucked up, and he's still wrong as fuck. I'm not justifying it for him.
It's a weird situation.
But Pete, remember, you knew what you were doing. Y'all remember R. Kelly married Aaliyah. Aaliyah was like 15,
and that was right in front of everybody's faces.
That was weird. Yeah, and
no. But at the time, you got to think though. That was all at the time, like we don't really know because we were all young. Go ask your parents. Did people make a fuss of that? I don't think nobody did.
There's a lot of. But when did it become unacceptable? Because look, there's songs that I listen to, like I was in the fucking drive thru with Spangles, and I was just listening.
You got a margarita, didn't you?
It was this song, and it was talking about a 16-year-old girl.
What's the dude's name?
I don't remember.
Ah, I heard the song too, bro.
And then I was like, wait, what? And it was like basically, it was the lyrics were basically like this: 16-year-old girl is ready.
What's the name of that song?
And
bro?
I'm sitting here
we
like,
have to look that up. Damn.
Y'all remember the song Me and You by Cassie?
And it was like number one or some shit like that. The song you talking about, it was a big hit like for the dude.
It was popular.
Was it? What kind of genre is it?
Yeah. It's like the Elvis.
Bro, she was like 15, 16 saying that shit. I didn't
know. Who? Yeah. Who what?
You remember Cassie, the song Me and You? I know what you mean. She said they heard I was good. They want to see if it's true. She like 15, 16. Yeah. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Ringo Starr, you're 16.
Oh, yeah. From the Beatles.
Right, bro.
From the Beatles.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, bro, that shit was
You're 16, good, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
There's
bro.
More songs like that.
1973.
Yeah.
Bro, Woody Allen, I'm pretty sure
he married
his adopted daughter or some shit.
It was adopted
daughter. She was like, she was underage. And he was like,
Elvis, nigga, what was Elvis's wife's name?
She was
underage. What is going on?
She was like 14, bro.
Yeah. It's fucked up, dude.
That shit wasn't cool, bro. But
what
are
the lyrics to this
fucking
everybody
shit, tried to
bro.
Make R. Kelly just seem like the weirdo, bro. But it was a lot of them motherfuckers doing that.
But
weird shit.
I'm not going to sit here and excuse R. Kelly, though, just because they was doing
you
it back
come,
then. Like, that's not, it's not.
You come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16. Oh. You're beautiful in your mind.
Oh, didn't you make a post about
that's
this one rapey. Time before?
Now,
I
think you did.
And everybody ignored it. And I'm like,
I know, I looked it up because I was like, damn, you tripped. Because I thought, because I heard the same.
You're my baby. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met.
Yeah.
Touch my hand.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
Fuck Ringo. Fucking weirdo.
Yeah, that's some crazy
but
shit.
But yet, is Ringo Starr on that little fucking poster that they sell at fucking Walmart and shit that's all over
with all
everybody's?
Four of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get him.
Huh? America.
Get him. Man, what the fuck, man?
There's a lot of weird shit.
It's the right one.
Hell yeah.
They said live before they come and shoot us all.
That's perfect for. I used to love when we would pour drinks on there. And you can hear them in the background.
Mm. Where's this blunt go to?
It's over here.
Shit.
Niggas is hawk watching over there. Damn,
he knows.
Goodness gracious, dog.
I didn't want to slide past this.
That nigga Nils.
Throw my name right there.
This nigga Nils. With the silk wave cap or with the silk do rag on.
Hey, we got the ad spot, bro. Keeping the Dewey
down. Yeah.
How much is it? How much for the ad spot?
I forgot my prices. Hit me up.
Yeah. Put your name down there for like $50.
Yeah, I'm gonna put together something. Have somebody put together a flyer with the shit on there. Something official.
Hell yeah.
Excuse me.
Yo, I'm drunk as shit.
I know some motherfuckers have hit me up too wanting to.
I kind of zoned out on like the last 5 minutes or whatever.
Celebration.
Yes, I'm feeling this shit. Thank you, nigga Chris.
Yeah.
Celebration.
Bel Air Rose on deck, baby.
This nigga's fault.
Like, nah, man. It's celebration. That's what you're supposed to do. You ain't driving. I know you ain't, talking. He ain't driving. So
he ain't driving, for the record.
And like, you're blacking like 5 out minutes, tonight, I zoned out and I just popped back in when Drew said, or you said something about ads.
Hey, I'm pretty faded too, bro. I'm not even going to front, bro.
He said, yeah, how much are the ads? I said, hold on, where the fuck are we at? We just talking about 6ix9ine. Like,
you know we be all over the place, nigga. Ah, that's funny as fuck, nigga.
What is that? Jungle juice?
Oh, shit. Ain't
jungle juice. Oh, shit, nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to drink it. Whatever the fuck it is, pour me up a drink.
Pull it up.
Hey, give it a good little shake real quick, though. Give it a good little whirl around. What's the shit at the bottom? Yeah, shout out La Casa Blanca and Preston.
Yeah, shout out La Casa Blanca.
They got the juice on deck.
Yes, sir.
The house drink? Okay.
Oh, this the house drink.
It's the house drink. Let me get some, man.
Yeah, we gotta get some of this.
He said this the house mix.
Pour some of this around. Hey, it's full too, so be careful too.
You got me a little bit.
A lot of electrical equipment up here. We don't need to fuck up.
Hey, they gonna be in trouble on the reviews, bro. All
right, hold on.
It's very strange.
What's it taste like?
It's got ginger in it.
It's just good, bro.
It's good. It's just good.
But I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's different.
Something that don't got no strong alcohol taste, watch out for that shit, bro.
Yeah, it'll sneak up on you.
Hey, let me get one.
That's exactly what I like.
Let me get one of them bitches.
Hey, man, while we pulling up, man, shout out to Ted Cruz, man. Ted Cruz. Try to dip out on Texas, man. He said, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't want to slide past that, man.
Yeah, we couldn't do that. Damn, right? That slide past that.
Bro, and he tried to.
This guy's a comedic genius.
My guy tried to say he was just dropping his daughters off and shit in Cancun.
Hey, man.
And the proof came out that he had to change his flight to come back early and shit, man. Like, bro, what kind of crazy? Yeah, these are the people they be voting for.
Niggas,
man,
dying and shit. Niggas ain't no electrical power and shit.
But do you blame them? If you would take Cruz, would you? Because I feel like
I know I would have done some irresponsible shit. Yeah, so I'm not the right nigga.
That's
why I say shout out, because I'd have done.
That's
the same
like the
thing,
captain,
bro,
of the ship. Like, nigga, I'm out. Nigga, the boat's going down. Nigga, I'm gone.
I got a lifeboat.
Speaking of that,
I got a lifeboat. I know how to use it.
I got a helicopter, nigga. There's one seat only, nigga.
So y'all telling me right now? Let's say we was on the Titanic. Y'all was the captain of the ship. Y'all wouldn't have been at the ship.
Man, that's, nigga, you're not supposed to. That's not protocol, no, listen, nigga.
Apparently, he has
to take the little boat first.
I wouldn't be a fucking captain then, nigga. No, listen, that's my case, no, nigga. I'm being a civilian on the Titanic so I can do what I want,
nigga. Until the ship finna go down. When the ship finna go down, it's like, hey, listen.
You just got to pack your own, like,
life. It's like 200 niggas on here I don't know, bro.
You want your own, bitch?
Nigga, I'm out. Hey, that's so skillless, but
running by motherfuckers and shit like you on your own.
And they're like, hold on, that's the captain. It's like, hey,
man, and you know they're gonna do that too. Yeah, they're gonna,
take off all your captain uniforms.
Follow him. They're gonna be following you.
Nah, I ain't the captain.
And
they're gonna
be like, hey, hold on.
It wasn't
this
me.
Boat might be, I'm like, this is how fucked up I am.
Niggas gonna be.
I'm like, hey, this boat might be fucked up. I'm testing it.
This nigga's stupid, nigga. And be gone, nigga.
You get out the water.
Y'all wait there. I'll
hey,
be
you
back.
Get back. Like, hey, I only got on the boat because a lot of them were saying they wasn't trying to.
Yeah,
man.
I got somebody coming. Just wait here.
That's fucked up, bro.
Y'all hold up for me.
Man.
Get out.
Food, man.
Yeah, but yeah, shout out to Ted Cruz. Man,
fuck Ted Cruz.
Next, you know, I keep that shit that had you sweating, nigga.
Yeah, I'm smacked right now, man.
I don't know what this shit called, man, but shout out to the nigga that gave it to me.
Shout out to Nails, man. Shout out to Nails, the homie. Next topic, man. The Gorilla Glue. The Gorilla Glue Ho, man.
She, damn, that shit is fire, Preston. What the fuck is that, nigga?
He got oranges, too.
Shout out to Colin, for real, nigga. He usually over here. I don't know where he at, but yeah, shout out to that nigga. We're going to be posted even after music. Oh, you got some oranges. Look at this nigga. Oh, bougie-ass nigga over here.
How y'all feel about her getting $16,000 for putting Gorilla Glue on her head?
I can't hate the player. I got to hate the game.
I don't
That's
think she
feel.
Did it on purpose. Did you see there is a dude that
did it,
too?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
He, like, tried to do the same thing she did.
Yeah, after.
Did you see that?
Come on, my
with,
nigga.
With, like, pink hair and shit.
I'm trying to do it with tape in my balls. Yeah. And I'm trying to accidentally like rip my fucking scrotum like a layer off at least.
That's hardcore.
And then I could put it
that's
on
a very.
I could put it on like Pornhub or something.
No, but hey, here's my thing.
Yeah, it could be
its own. This is a very big
this
commitment.
This could take the pod to the next level.
That's why not? Why not? She did it.
If that's a wanna, very big
she
commitment.
Did it.
But I'm saying it might.
I
not.
I could just do it in a different.
What if it don't
way.
Work out for you, my nigga?
Shit,
you got an extra pair of balls, bro? Because that shit would suck.
Hey, what do you need balls for?
If you got 16,000,
yeah, you already got a kid. Yeah,
you got 16K, and you worry about balls, bro. Come on, man.
Like, I think I can only at least 16K. Get,
you can sell your balls for
I can
more
get
than
at least
3K.
I can get at least 3K off of it. I feel like
that's
look,
not a lot of money.
Look
though.
Up how much. I'm look up how much.
It's more money 3K. Than 3K.
Yeah,
than
yeah nah.
I'm not fucking with my nut sack for 3K.
Yeah, 3K not enough.
I can 3K to wax your balls. You wouldn't. You wouldn't wax your balls for 3K.
But you talk about that. Yeah, you.
I would wax my balls for 3K.
But you talking about a layer of skin.
I was joking. I was joking. It would.
I was gonna say,
I would wax my balls for 3K.
I would wax my balls for 3K all day.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah. Look up how much you can sell your balls for.
No, I ain't selling my balls.
Sell your balls.
Fuck no.
I don't want my girl to see that in the search history.
Hell no. Man, hey.
You not trying to have no more kids?
Hey, niggas is real protective over their Google now.
Yeah.
Niggas is real over. Hey, they real protective over there. Google.
You better be incognito.
I picked up a coworker's phone one time to search some shit. She's like smacked the motherfucking phone out my hand, nigga. I'm like, damn, I was on Google, nigga.
Nah,
the
you can't go.
Like, nah, you can't go
to nobody's internet on their phone. That's a violation, bro.
What the fuck is you looking up, nigga? What the fuck is you looking up?
You making that sound too normal, bro?
Yeah, I was going to search something on her phone, nigga. I didn't have mine. I wasn't just doing it. I mean,
but she looking at the shit like she like. Oh, what if, like, you know, people be looking at some crazy shit on their phone, bro.
Clearly,
bro,
she was looking up some crazy shit, my nigga.
Put it inside it.
Man, why you got an extra skinny one? This is like a...
I'm good on the
orange. I don't want this. I'm trying to figure out what
the fuck is. You already touched it, bro. Just put it in.
I'm going to put it right here.
So, Bobby Shmurda is getting out of
Bobby
jail
Shmurda.
Soon.
Free the real.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Bobby Shmurda, man.
I'm ready to hear what he's doing.
Free the real, man.
Yeah, his music is going to be trash when it gets out, but shout out to him for standing
hey, relax. He's
going to be dancing
why
on stage
so?
For more.
Rowdy's music is fire, though,
you
right
didn't
now.
Fuck with him beforehand?
The song? The one song?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I heard a few others, and I was like...
Bobby Bitch was cold, though.
Yeah. Who?
His on Bobby Bitch?
Yeah, him. That was dope.
Why you think he get a lot of praise?
Because he didn't tell.
Because he was real.
He took seven instead of five, so his gods could get less time.
So, they gave him respect off of that.
It wasn't even just Roddy. It was like two other dudes that got less time. Just
he's gonna get a lot of dope features. Young Thug confirmed that he was gonna give him a feature right away. You know what I'm saying?
So no, but Bobby's talented as shit though, bro. I don't think Bobby's gonna be. I don't think Bobby's gonna be like.
What was his other songs besides the
like who?
He had Hot Nigga. He
like
had Bobby Bitch, and he had Computers.
Who?
Like real talented motherfucker.
Hot Nigga.
Oh, I know God. Hot Nigga.
He had Bobby Bitch, and he had Computers.
What was Bobby Bitch and Computers? Because I don't know what
Bobby
the
bitch play Computers. Bitch.
I can't.
Well, okay. You know
Computers
is one of the. Computers is one of the dopest rap songs. Like. Period, bro. Like,
Computers. Okay, I'll get hip to it. Okay,
no, the thing is,
I'll do my research. I'll do my research.
Hella rappers did remixes to it, bro.
Okay,
you know Tony came to the defense quick.
I love
yeah,
he was just in the city.
I'm recording the pod right now, bro. They looking at me kind of crazy.
Yeah, man.
Tony Fontana.
Hey, this nigga said Bobby Shmurda's the best rapper out.
Tony Fontana.
He's the best out.
Where you think he's gonna?
Tony Fontana.
I think he's gonna stay.
Another dope New York rapper. I don't think he's gonna. I think he's gonna come out. He's gonna make a lot of dope noise because it's fresh, but I think he's gonna blend in with the A Boogies, Young and Maze. I think he's gonna blend in.
I feel good, man. Shout out to Bobby Shmurda for holding it down.
You put him in A Boogie category though. Because
Bobby wasn't like a drill rapper. You know, New York make like drill music now.
I think
Bobby wasn't like that.
I think he means level in the industry.
Yeah, I think he'll have like a nice place where he get his bread. A
Boogie
kind
of fell off.
But
they was calling him the king of New York for
but
a little
think
bit.
The all Boogie's albums been number one.
Huh. They called 6ix9ine.
His last one?
I'm going to be real with you, man.
No.
I promise you, bro. It's
his
like
last
the
one wasn't it for me.
No, I didn't like
and
this.
I like
I didn't
a
like
Boogie.
The music.
Yeah, I like A Boogie.
I didn't like the music, but it went number one.
I don't
damn. What number one in what?
On Billboard. But you got to think, too, though. Billboard and shit like that, not trying to diss rappers or artists who do that.
Yeah.
But certain number ones don't mean as much as others. It's about who's dropping around that time as well. Because if you drop at a time when nobody's dropping music, you're going to be number one.
Yeah. My question is, what is Bobby Shmurda going to do in 2021?
Drill.
Musically.
Drill.
Drill?
Brooklyn is on Brooklyn Drill right now.
I could see that for sure.
So I think he's going to come out. He's going to be like Fabio Foreign, Pop Smoke.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Because if you listen to Roddy Rebel, Roddy Rebel came out and sounds good.
Yeah.
He just, you know, Funk Flex, just he's finna drop an album, and Roddy Rebel's on Funk Flex's shit. And his shit don't sound dated, it sound good. And I was surprised, because, you know, usually when rappers get out of jail, bro, you gotta, I don't know, they don't be sounding right.
There's an adjustment period.
I'm smacked.
Have you heard of that new York dude, CJ? I get money like Loose Sleep. Have you heard that New York dude, CJ?
Yeah, yeah.
The Whoopty song?
Yeah, he just took like Pop Smoke style and just like ran with it.
Nah, there's
like,
no. There's a guy named Pop Smoke.
Style first.
Nah, yeah. Pop Smoke's like a young.
That's what my brother was telling me. There's a bunch of people with that style.
Drill?
I'll show you a nigga. That's a lot of
UK rappers. Even with the drill
little
rap style
even the little
too.
Dance, the little dance. No.
That's his gang, like the Woos. That's the Woos.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. He be doing that shit in the music.
I thought you were talking about the drill style.
There's a rapper named Dusty Lopane.
It was his whole steez. I was like, when I watched the video, I was like, this is like 6ix9ine combined with Pop Smoke.
The hottest motherfucking drill rapper right now, to me, is Favio Form.
But you gotta think,
because he's lyrical with his
shit
too.
But you gotta think, Favi and Pop Smoke came up together.
Yeah, they was like, they in the same clique.
Tutu G's.
Pop Smoke just started rapping, right?
No.
That's what I heard. I heard he just started
rapping.
Yeah,
like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he wasn't.
No, he just.
Pop Smoke was respectfully.
Yeah, respectfully. But like, he had just started rapping.
Oh, when he was new into the shit.
Yeah, he was like 20. He was like 19, 20 years.
Yeah, he didn't rap for a long time.
He wasn't seasoned. Hell no.
But what's the name?
Yeah, he made good shit though, man.
No, he had a lot of potential.
He's still on the radio. He's still got shit coming on the radio. But I didn't hear. I'm like, damn, this new nigga, they still putting out new Pop
Smoke. Tutu G's is, but Tutu G's is, he was one of the first ones that really started doing the UK New York drill shit.
Okay.
Cause like they basically the New York niggas basically started using like the Brooklyn, I mean not the UK drill shit. They started using they type of beats and just rapping New York shit on it.
Right.
So that shit was tough. I mean, it's still tough, but
yeah, I fuck with that shit.
But what's your favorite music right now?
Probably that
drill shit.
Like the Favio Foreign.
You listen to you like
Favio?
Shit.
Yeah, Favio fire shit.
Yeah, man, I be trying to put niggas on. They don't.
Have you heard the song with Favio?
I listen to jazz music. I listen to classical blues. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
Hit Boy.
I haven't been listening to much rap.
Favio's like his rap skills. Like Favio, when he first started, it was kind of he rapped in captions.
He's dope.
Or, like, he rapped in like you know what I'm saying? Like
but that's little, that drill style.
It's not like ad libs, kind of. Like he raps in ad libs.
Where's he going to go with it after the style is
go listen to Big Sean. Favio
but
and
see, that's
boy.
The thing with him.
Who's gonna emerge out of the fucking drill sound? Because you can't keep rapping like that forever. People,
that's what I'm saying.
I think it's
Favio,
a young sound.
Favio, like he dips into other shit. That's what he was kind of saying. Like he dips into other, like when he does features and shit.
Yeah,
he kind of like goes into their lane and shit.
Well, that's gonna be the dude who's going.
Because he's rapping pretty good.
Like I said, that's my favorite because he like seems to be more versatile than the most.
Because yeah, G Herbo lyrically like he and all that the same shit.
And... Yeah, G Herbo. Chicago started drill music, and then you got to think when.
But he's evolved away from the drill shit.
He got away from
drill music no more.
I think he kind of even
I
takes
fuck
that
with
disrespect.
Herbo. I know a lot of niggas don't fuck with Herbo, but I fuck with Herbo.
I don't even think it's Herb likes being classified as a drill artist, though. I don't even think Herb likes to be classified as a drill
artist.
That's what
I'm saying. I don't classify him like that no more. Yeah. Like, when he first came out, maybe, but I didn't listen to him when he first came out. Like, now you listen to his records, he makes songs.
So,
like,
when y'all listen to music, when y'all listen to artists that's like people that y'all fuck with, like, what do y'all listen for?
Songs,
are y'all like song makers, like real lyrical? Like,
any type of music?
I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for somebody who's about to be versatile. Like, if I'm looking for an artist who's about to be like here for a while, I'm looking for somebody who's versatile. Like,
I like everything. Yeah. A little bit of everything with it, though. I like somebody that can hit some melodies and do some different cadences on that tip. I like somebody that can get lyrical and say some shit that I've never really, you know, heard or been put together like that. Like some catchy shit and clever shit. I won't say catchy, I'll say clever. And then, the next comes the catchy shit. It's got to be some catchy shit. My boy put me on him, really, you know, not necessarily put me on. I've kind of heard of him, but he put me back on him.
Man, what's in this juice, man?
What's his name? Nave Manjo. Nave Manjo, man. Shout out to Nave Manjo, man.
Shout out.
We're going to have you on. He said he's definitely willing to come on and shit, but he's somebody that I would put in that bag. He's lyrical, can sing like a motherfucker, so he got the melody side of it, and his cadences is crazy. You know what I mean? So that's what I love. That's what I like to listen to. Murray.
Yeah.
He's another motherfucker that I like listening to now. You know what I mean? Because of that same shit. He says shit that resonates with me. I get to know him a little bit in every song.
Yeah.
His cadence and his sound is unique and crazy to me. You know what I mean? So that's what I look for.
He's like Rod Wave mixed with T-Rail.
I think okay. that's a good mix.
I just seen somebody on Facebook said that they would like to
see T-Rail. And, man, shout out to T-Rail, man. Bro back, makes good music. Come back on music, the
show. Yeah, shout out to him for Real Play.
Real Play is a great album, man. And not that you haven't been putting out great work, but, yeah, shout out to you, bro. You deserve that number one because I listened to the record and shit. And you got some shit on there, man.
This is probably the best one. I really, the Suffocate Flip was probably the one I liked the most, though. I skimmed through the other ones, but the Suffocate Flip, that one was tough.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, that was I just tough. Listened to the singles.
And shout out for remaining to be you, nigga. Still the goofy fat nigga.
Come on the show, man. Bro.
Yeah, he knows his family over here at Raw District, man.
Yeah, shout out. I don't know how the fuck that shit... I think I was talking to somebody about it, but like, what was the reason it went number one? Yeah. Because he's an underrated artist, and the way it went number one, I think, is because of album sales. Was it like straight up like?
But Tony put me on some shit. I didn't
you
know.
You bought the album.
Well, single when, streams count towards the album.
Yeah, when so. you buy like I say you buy that. A single.
If you buy it, you purchase.
Tell me that, bro. Like when you purchase a single or whatever, it counts as 1,200 streams or 1,500 streams.
Is that for album sales?
I think if it's on your album, it
1,500.
It contributes. That's a lot. Yeah,
just for one song.
But you got to think.
What do you mean by purchase?
If you buy a single, it counts as 1,500 streams.
Like,
I believe.
What, like a dollar? Yeah, $2.
Because you got to think, bro. Shit, you got to think, bro. Like, because Tay had put me on that. Or no, he said when you bought his album, so it might be a little less on the streaming. I think it's the singles. Yeah, if you bought a single or the albums, it's a 1,500 for the albums. Yeah. I'm not as sure exactly on the streaming, but or for the singles, but it counts for all of that though. Mm-hmm. If people physically buy your albums, it bumps your shit up more.
That shit is crazy, man. That shit is crazy, fucking complex now.
But it's dope to see. It's dope to see T-Rail get that.
100% dope. Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like. That just puts more eyes on the city.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Because I've seen interviews with T-Rail where somebody tried to say he was on the news. Kansas City, and he was like, I'm from Topeka.
Yeah, he has that in his bio on Instagram.
But that shit matters, though, because the motherfucker will hit you from the hood, you're from Kansas City. And he'd be like, nah, I'm from Topeka.
Yeah.
But I think...
I like that. That's dope.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, man. Pick a side. This is... this is Eli's, man.
Motherfucker.
This is like his uncomfortable mix with his pick a side. Would you rather be tortured? You want to read it?
I think I said, would you rather be tortured for 24 hours straight, but you get to keep all your limbs? They could do anything they want to.
They can't cut your limbs off?
Nope.
That'll kill you anyway.
But, or... be in solitary confinement for a year straight.
Solitary confinement for a year.
Who going first?
I said solitary confinement for a year.
He said.
I don't know yet.
I feel like.
I'm going to say solitary confinement for a year. Nigga, ain't nobody torturing me.
What they about to do to you? They can't cut your limbs off?
That sound like some wild
shit. So they can flick your fucking dick and shit, and they can fucking piss on you, and they can fucking twist your arms and shit.
Hell no, nigga.
Solitary confinement. I'm sitting there meditating for a fucking year straight. Yeah. Like,
I think my mental is strong.
Just 24 hours, bro. Some people get tortured for fucking years.
I think mentally I would be strong enough to do
that. Yeah, but that torture doesn't really specify like how crazy they want to go with it.
24 hours, that's not a lot.
It's just 24 hours.
But 1 year, that is a long time to be in solitary confinement, though.
It's 23 hours a day. You get 1 hour to go outside.
You get to go outside for an hour?
That's what solitary is.
If I can go outside for an hour.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I need that little year off. Like, fuck, man. My brain is...
Mentally check out for a year kind of don't sound bad.
It's only for a year, right? Yeah, I feel that. I'm good on this. I'm good on that.
Yeah, let's hit it up. Let's see what
solitary
is about.
You ain't got to fuck with nobody. You just in there with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm fucking with that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
A lot of people did solitary for years and years. And that shit's crazy.
What you got, Nails? Yeah. Solitary confinement, or you getting tortured for 24 hours?
Yeah, nigga, I look like.
Let me tell you what I would do with solitary confinement. How long am I in there? What's the question?
One year.
Just a year.
I was working on pictures and shit. A year? If I was in there for a year, bro, you know how many fucking songs I would knock out with solitary confinement, nigga?
But you would be hella depressed, though. You wouldn't be making no dope shit, though.
But you would just know, like, okay, I got a year, no matter what.
The only thing that would fuck me up mentally is the fact that that's 1 year away from my son. If If my, like, say if it was a situation to where pre, like, before my son, I was, if I had to choose before my son, I'll take his solitary confinement. Because I would be able to zone in on just me, lock away from the world.
So now you're getting your dick flicked.
But what if they cut your eyeballs out and you can never see your son again?
That's considered a limb.
That's not a thing, but that's not
That's not a fucking limb.
You're asking me this question and this
For this question, it is.
Solitary confinement.
Oh, yeah, you already said it.
I can lock in on just me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can take a year away from everything that's toxic in the world.
No, me too. Yeah. I agree.
Get a mental break.
I agree. Yeah, definitely.
Sit it up. Do some push-ups.
Yeah. Man, shout out to solitary confinement, man.
For all you guys that done that shit.
Nigga, this nigga might have been in solitary confinement.
Never
Hey, twist up the wood, bro.
Yeah, true.
Hey, twist up the
fat one. I'm about to get this bitch busted.
Nails is lit as fuck.
We
need a nails on the phone.
I'm drunk right now. Nigga see me high.
Drunk
like
fuck, bro.
But when I'm drunk, I'm like, yeah. Hey,
this nigga said the Dominican comes out when you drunk, nigga. Yeah. You over there doing the cha-cha.
Dominican nails.
The fuck, nigga.
Next up, man. Seth Rogen or Adam Sandler?
Seth Rogen.
Don't disrespect the goat like
to,
that,
bro, but
nigga.
Damn, Seth Rogen kind of
taking
funnier,
Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
I'm taking Sandler.
Well, hold on, in what aspects? Are we
just
going,
movies, just everything. Overall,
bro, one person in his work just falls off the, falls off.
Give me Adam Sandler shit. I can do without Seth Rogen shit.
I want to say taking Sandler. Seth funny as shit, bro.
He is. I love his shit. Pineapple Express.
I just watched.
You want to take Seth?
I just watched War Dogs the other day, and that nigga did a crazy job in War Dogs.
Who?
War Dogs.
Who?
No. I'm tripping. That's
Jonah Hill.
That's Jonah Hill.
You,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Seth Rogen is the.
Jonah Hill funny as shit too though.
Hold on, who's Seth Rogen? Who is Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen. I saw you had one that said Jonah Hill.
It was Jonah Hill in the alternate universe.
I swear you fucking said that.
It was at first.
What?
I changed it to Adam Sandler.
That's why you thought it was Jonah Hill, because he said it when we were reviewing Pick a Sides.
Oh, well, no, them niggas are, they've been in some similar ass movies too.
I ain't gonna lie.
I
know who Seth Rogen is now.
Yeah, still. Seth Rogen, Sausage Party, fucking.
Still Adam Sandler. He's dope though. No disrespect to Seth Rogen, because I do like your films. But Adam Sandler, he's a ghost.
Knocked
Rogen,
up.
Smoking with Seth Rogen probably does the shit.
It was just the 25th year anniversary of Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
And he sent some
they
shit
made
in
some
that.
Happy Shooter?
He sent some shit in. Bro,
he's Adam like, it's Sandler's all about the short
goat,
game.
Bro. Yeah. And Shooter sent some shit back to him. The
only thing I would give Adam Sandler that's really, well, not only, but like one of the things that's really dope about him is he did ask put all his homies on, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always,
you look
too.
At it, I love all his homies are in every fucking project.
A lot of them.
Have y'all seen Uncut Gems?
That's
a crazy
a good
movie.
One.
I ain't gonna spoil it, but
yeah,
that's a crazy.
It's a good
movie,
dude.
God damn,
I fuck
all
with
anxiety.
I do like it, but fuck, man.
They got
Lakeith
Stanfield
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, KG, one of my favorite players ever.
Lakeith Stanfield from. He was just in Judas and the Black
Messiah.
Hey man,
and shout out to him, man, because he's the goat, man.
He's
the
been
modern
doing some
day
good
goat.
Shit. Oh,
Lakeith.
Yeah,
yeah, he's underrated, bro.
The other guy's name Daniel.
He kind of crazy though. You see his Breakfast Club interview.
Mm-hmm. He got range,
but
man.
He cool as hell.
I haven't seen that.
Who we talking about?
Lakeith, Stanfield.
Yeah. I know him. By
I know
space.
Him. From
he
Get
was
Out.
In Get Out, and
the black nigga from Get Out.
He was like
the one that was
he was like
sunk
the,
and shit.
Yeah,
he's in the Black Messiah. That's
yeah, I like
shit
him.
Out.
I like him.
He's in Uncut Gems.
Is Black Messiah
he's in,
is he in Uncut Gems?
Yeah.
What's he in there doing?
He's a dude with the braids.
His homie, who the main dude
with the watches. He had the watches and
the main dude who was fucking his shit up, just like really like stalling it. He played a weird
damn, I
character.
Seen him in a while, but damn, I don't remember him being in.
Yeah, he has long braids.
I guess he was in.
He must look different than the motherfucker in there.
He does. He has a lot of different roles.
What you in here talking about?
I want y'all to talk about on y'all show for y'all people because I'm telling y'all niggas is on the way, bro. Y'all niggas is about to pop, bro. I'm telling you. The shit y'all doing is really lit.
Hey, shout out to this.
Shout out
to this juice, man.
Shout out to Preston Juice.
individually. Tell them how Walt District has changed our lives and what y'all see yourselves doing now.
Right, we're gonna have a reflect. We're gonna have a reflect. We're gonna have a reflection pod soon.
One time, just one topic. Give them one time, because this is something me as a fan of the show.
Yeah.
Y'all let me in on the show now, but like me being a fan first, I feel like as a fan, I want to know how this shit has like changed our aspect of like what y'all want to do.
It's a good question.
It's growing. It's growing daily, weekly, and shit.
I don't ever want to see this shit fall because y'all building some fire shit, bro.
This is Don't Ask Me No Dumb Shit is back.
All right. Don't Ask Me No Dumb Shit is back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good question.
You wasn't on with that one, but yeah.
That's me as a fan.
Don't ask me no dumb shit.
I love y'all niggas. Like individually, y'all dope as fuck. But as a fan, I think the people would want to know. Like, and I'm speaking for as a fan. So like, as a fan viewing this, if y'all viewing this. Like, this is a question I feel like y'all would want to know. So
he's not placed here. We didn't place him here.
No, yeah, he's not a robot. Nigga, he does not have a script, y'all.
This is not a shameless
plug. I wish he had his own camera.
To Rod District.
Nah, love, Nails. You know it's all love.
That's a real question. That's as a fan. That's a fan question.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Has changed our life?
I mean, just... Yeah,
just
like
this
the aspect
of,
how you
of,
got,
of
you
know, the entire Raw District stuff that's going
like,
on.
Once I started doing Raw District, it just showed me that like doing podcasting and shit, because people used to tell me to do it all the time. It showed me like this is some shit that I really should be doing.
Yeah,
like and
especially with
like
the internet and stuff.
It's dope because you don't really know who pays attention to you. And I've had like people I would never expect tell me that they watch our podcast.
Man,
right.
Me too.
Like, you ever, like people just tell me crazy. She's like, oh, like, yeah, my parents watch your podcast. I'm like,
it's not the niggas who you think.
It don't be people that you
yeah,
expect to watch it, bro.
It's not the niggas who you think watching it, who you would expect to watch
yeah.
it. It's
I
not
blessed,
them.
I was blessed how I got to meet y'all, bro. I got to meet y'all the raw way. Raw District Podcast. Tune in.
Fucking
Raw District.
Yeah, man. I would say that, you know, it's changed my outlook just on... not necessarily changed, but it's made me more like open-minded. You know what I mean? Being able to sit with three other different mindsets, three other different outlooks and perspectives on shit, it forces you to kind of be a little bit more open-minded to other people's opinions and other people's thoughts. So it's made me more open-minded and more, you know, receptive of like, you know, just other shit and thinking of things from a different angle. You know, so that's what I would take away from the podcast for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, just learning how to come together with people that.
Oh, yeah. And it's an inspiration. It was an inspiration for me. You know, I was on a little rut music-wise. So my jumped in this has got my little creative juices flowing again, and the music just kind of naturally came back right back
yeah,
with
I
it.
I feel that too.
Yeah, it's been good to see, like, how different people. We have, like, similar, you know, shit just growing up in Topeka, but that just our aspirations is what like drives us, and it seems like more like a freestyle, like we kind of come in here and just do what we need to do, and like it just happens. So that's what I like about it, like just being able to go on the fly and try new shit and just bullshit, and it actually means something because we're just being fucking raw.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
very organic.
One thing I forgot to say, like that I fuck with too, though, is like, again, we met in the summer, bro. Like, I hear people be telling me, like,
yeah, I've never seen this nigga before.
I've never seen
him before
either.
Like, people would tell me, like, oh, y'all got great chemistry, this and this and that. I'm like, bro, I met them this summer, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, as soon as I met y'all niggas, y'all became, like, brothers to me.
Yeah.
To the point to where even, like, even though y'all see the great chemistry on camera, there's times off the scenes that we bump heads about shit.
A lot.
You know what I mean? But we all family.
That's why he
so.
Wasn't on here for like, you know.
Yeah, they kicked me off, y'all.
It's same for Eli.
Yeah, yeah, like.
Don't try to cap.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I was gone.
Yeah,
he was
out of here. He was out of the group chat.
Khalil was two shoes out.
Hey, and the thing is, listen, I woke up and Eli had left the group. Like, so
I was just being dramatic, bro.
Hey, listen.
Hey, real shit, this nigga Tony came back.
I said, hold on, what the look? Okay, I was like, hey, what the fuck? So, you know, to see us all, like, you know,
shit.
Like I said, like, we bump heads and shit, but we family, so we make this shit work.
Hey, yeah, sure. real shit. Respect to that. That's some real shit.
That lost episode, the fucking New Year's episode. That was a good episode. And that's when you guys were bumping heads too. So
yeah, we gonna put that when we got the Patreon.
That's
a
good that's one. Coming for the Patreon.
I gotta pay for that.
We
shit,
shut
man.
Each other's
yeah,
neck. That was a good one.
Yeah, we got
definitely got better.
We had a whole recap and everything.
I think it was like the third episode or fourth episode we had, but it never got recorded.
The Kanye episode
with yeah. Chris and Drew.
Oh yeah.
That
yeah,
and the New
yeah,
Year's yeah. episode was yeah. so fucking hilarious because we was bumping was, heads.
Yeah.
We dropped this Patreon shit, bro.
Kanye
that's
for president,
so dope
man.
For them, bro.
Kanye
that's gonna
for
be
president,
dope for them,
man.
Bro. Like,
yeah, the growth is real around this motherfucker. We
how much
say
do you
that.
Think? Yeah, how much do you think would
K-9
change if Conway, Kanye was president?
Shout out to K-9 in the building.
Nothing. Yeah, I don't think so. How much shit do you think would change if Kanye was was president?
No, I would nothing. Say this.
I think we should all get free Yeezys though.
Kanye.
I would
steps
vote
in,
for him if he gave me free
I would definitely
Yeezys.
Wear them if they were free.
Kanye steps yeah. into a genius mindset like 25% of the time.
Yeah, that's why I mean. That's why he is. Where
and,
he
are y'all
is.
And then the other percent of the divorce? Time, other percent of the time, it's like some crazy,
really?
Like bipolar, crazy shit.
Hey, hold on, I got to know this because this is serious. Like. Chris and Drew, are y'all affected by Kanye and Kim getting a divorce?
Nah,
am I affected?
I don't give no fuck yeah. about that
I'm
shit.
I'm happy for Kanye, man. It seems like he
no sleep.
You maybe that'll help Ye, man. We might be getting Ye back.
Yeah, we might. We might. Yeah, old school Ye. Yeah.
I'm going to vote for him.
Back. I hope he do. Because, hey, real talk, women will fuck your head up.
Yeah.
I seen a lot of dudes lose their fucking head over
that's
some women.
That's not the same dude.
Let's be
man.
Transparent, man. We done all lost our mom over these queens.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, yeah, hey,
too.
Listen, I don't.
Not publicly, though.
Looking crazy. Just imagine if you had a seller album while you was going through
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
Like,
nigga,
man,
I would be
this shit,
I would be the most angry motherfucker
hey,
in the
can't,
world.
You can't make
that
might
have been why he was going through so crazy.
White Ready just clotheslined the paparazzi.
TMZ. Oh, my goodness. Every show, I'm knocking the nigga out. If I'm putting the album out there and that
yeah,
type of
your my, wife, yeah.
Nigga, I was literally knocking doors down off hinges, nigga, when I was going through shit.
24 Modelo's in, White Ready comes in and smashes the door down.
Hey, for real, though?
And a bottle of Remy,
that would
nigga.
Be
kind of
good,
bro. Hey.
Chris from Raw District has knocked down a couple doors. Yeah. We don't know who he's after.
and that's why Chris stays solo dolo now.
He's after another bottle of Remy Martin.
I can't body slam myself. Well, I guess I could. I could, but nah.
We might get some good music out of this, bro.
You
I don't like Chris and Kanye music.
No,
I
want
to get back to regular Ye music.
And if this is a good excuse for him to reinvent himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This is a good chance right here.
Stop with that Wyoming bullshit. Go back to Chicago.
Nah, don't even stop with that. I fuck with the Wyoming.
No, man. Wyoming idea.
Go back
cool
to your roots.
I like Wyoming.
Listen, the Wyoming idea is
man,
cool because they fly mad
roots,
artists. Because
then people won't be able to fuck with you while you're doing what you want.
Hey, didn't he say
it's hard to pull up on that shit.
Keep the crib.
Benny the Butcher out.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
Westside and Conway.
Like he flew Benny and Conway.
All of Griselda.
What I'm saying though, it's a good excuse. It's a good excuse to start acting different because that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
You get you break up and you
oh,
get
you got to you a new nigga.
You a totally different person.
So hold on.
And then everybody around you is like, you know what I'm saying? It
the chick
been,
too.
It must have been, you know what I'm saying, the relationship.
The
they
chick
accept
too.
It. They accept it immediately. So yeah. Kanye needs to come out quick.
The Kardashians
the
are
you know
fucking poison, though.
You be doing
like,
the
fuck that bitch.
And
you
know, use...
She was poisoning me.
And use the light.
I was about to say, the Kardashians
bro,
are fucking
you know
poison,
what we should do, bro?
Yeah,
they might kill him, though.
We need to go to... We need if to go leaves. To... We need to go get different years of Kanye interviews and see how his voice changed every time he got
man,
rich.
I hate that shit.
Like, his voice changed... Like,
I fucking
just the
hate
way he
that
talks
shit.
With Kim... I ain't really jacking
Drake
that,
too,
bro.
Low key.
Yeah, Drake.
Drake changes shit too.
But his shit ain't as bad as Ye's, bro.
Man,
Drake,
yeah.
Drake is
like
a robot.
Yeah, Kanye is on some.
Drake
yeah,
is
I
a
hate
robot.
That shit, man.
Drake is a robot.
Yeah,
like
Drake,
real proper, like, and I'm just talking to Katie Kirk like this.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
What the fuck is you talking?
It's code switching,
you
man.
Never talk
always.
Like that,
you don't
yeah?
know about code switching.
Always. That's oh. all he's ever
done. But then he's talking
done.
To
Swift. No. That's why he's
what's
at the top of the chart.
You ain't do. You ain't. What? Is, what?
Nothing's
you
wrong.
You ain't do the research.
So you tell me.
You ain't do the research, Sway.
Let's break the walls down. Let's break the walls down.
You don't want to answer, Sway.
Let's break the walls down. You Tony Fontana and you White Ready in the building when you go to a job interview.
Yes.
No, you ain't. Stop. Bro, stop lying. Stop.
Hold on.
No, I am to a degree.
I'm somewhere in the middle.
I toned down the rawness,
nah.
but I'm still smooth,
nah.
white, ready. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, everybody has layers.
I mean,
everybody has layers to them.
You got
to
get the job.
No, listen.
Is that code switching?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It is.
So
it
don't
is.
You gotta do that?
No, it is. To a degree.
That ain't cold. To a degree.
No, it's kind of to a degree.
No, because everybody has layers.
No, yeah, you're just chilled.
You don't talk to us. You don't talk to us.
You're chilled out.
Look, I don't talk to y'all like I talk to my daughter. You definitely. Don't talk to like, I mean, there's layers to everybody.
So
you know what
that,
I mean?
That's a layer
there's
of code
different
switching.
Modes.
Kind
of.
That's code switching.
No, no,
code,
but listen,
code
hey,
switching?
I'm
that's
not going to lie to you.
I don't know what
yeah,
that
it's
code switching is where you adjust to your environment.
Yeah.
So when you're
yeah.
around certain people, you change up
to.
The way you talk.
Okay, no,
you
hold
got
on,
a
so
code
hold on.
Switch.
So that's why Drake is always.
When I get on the phone, I'm like.
Ye be in interviews, right? So why his shit changed every interview?
No, that's bullshit.
Does he be in the same interview?
That ain't code switch.
You think Kanye code switches?
Listen to this.
No, that's bipolar. He's not code switching, bro.
He personally.
I'll take that back, yeah.
That's a myth. There, that's not.
I think Drake is the one that code switches the most.
Drake is a code switcher.
Because he'll sound like he's from the UK and do all that shit.
I think that's called.
And let him be around some Caribbean motherfuckers, and all of a sudden he sounds like Caribbean.
But what people don't. But another thing people don't give him credit for in Toronto is. Toronto got a big Jamaican and UK influence, though.
That is true.
Yeah. Very
Hold
big.
On. Say that again.
Like, Toronto he could is just heavy with Jamaican culture
have
and
an
UK
accent.
Culture.
Why?
It just got a lot of people that came there.
And,
just,
yeah. and South Korean.
Yeah.
I learned that, too.
So when you go there, bro. Like,
Wait,
so,
hey, shout out to the Koreans.
No, but listen. Hey,
shout
bro,
out to
listen.
The
shout out to the Koreans. They
Hold
love
on,
the Raw
bro.
District.
Hold on.
Shout out to the Koreans, man.
Why the fuck
would
Canadians...
Canadians.
Skip all the way over to U.S. Canadians. And go all the way to like some other
yeah,
shit.
I don't know, but that's Wait, just where they went.
But that, I think it had to do with like
but
slavery.
Why would they not get? Why would they not
yeah.
get like?
I think it had to do with slavery because there's a lot of Jamaicans in the U.K.
Jamaican slaves?
Yeah.
Chris, we're on this dry ass woods, bro.
I don't roll woods. That's that nigga shit.
It looked completely rolled, bro.
This is why you need to fuck with these.
The wood is dry.
He be correcting Chris on Chris's bullshit. He said, you do roll woods, bro. Why you say you don't
hey,
who roll woods?
Who roll woods?
Who? Woods.
This nigga over here said that? Shit, yeah. yeah.
You lying, you be rolling woods.
No, I swear to God. I ain't even got,
We like 5 L's
I don't,
in.
I don't roll woods at all.
We were in the pick a side segment.
Next one, motherfucker.
Somebody got to keep control of this, man.
Pick a side.
Would you rather have one more year of 2020? That means COVID in full effect, or have a year of below freezing temperatures?
Another year of COVID.
Quarantine.
I don't have a coat.
And be careful what you when you say that.
No, I don't have a coat.
Because you're on camera saying that.
I don't have a coat, bro.
Yeah,
nigga, fuck them.
Yeah, he doesn't have a coat, so
no,
he can't
no,
be
no,
a,
no.
He can't be
listen,
out here freezing.
No, listen, I want to say this. Fuck them respectfully, nigga. I don't have a coat.
So you would.
I don't have a coat, bro.
Okay.
Nigga,
y'all got
that's
coat.
A, that's
we
a choice,
know you
nigga.
Do not have a coat.
Okay,
bro.
How much is a bottle of Bel Air?
We're not talking about 26 all that.
Bucks.
26.
His body, yeah, his body yeah, is yeah, not.
No, because he's in the safe for
I'm pretty sure you. I'm pretty sure you can go to the Salvation Army and get a coat for free.
But hold on.
There's
okay,
no
okay,
way
okay,
his
so
body
so
will put
sure.
a coat on. It's
so
just not.
I got some for y'all.
What?
If for the people that do, for, let's say for the people that want the freezing temperatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pipes been busting and motherfuckers ain't got busting. Running water and all of that.
Yeah.
So would y'all rather that, or would y'all rather take showers and deal with COVID?
People are dying.
But look.
My thing is, there's going to be.
I'll take COVID. I agree with you, but yeah, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
No,
I don't speak for me.
I got to.
I ain't died during COVID.
Oh. Hey, that was Chris's.
But a lot of people did.
I know. And rest
look at
in
Eli.
Peace.
Hold on. Eli, go ahead
rest
and cap.
No. But my thing is.
Rest in peace.
Another year of COVID is going to happen.
Right now?
No, I'm saying yeah. 2020, the full thing.
It's mutating, bro.
It's not mutating. Stop watching the news. Stop
you don't
want to
do that?
I don't watch the news, bro.
You watch the news.
So
where else
did
you
rather take the cold for a whole year?
I don't got cable.
This nigga said I'd rather take the freezing temperature for the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's because Cannon got money.
Yeah.
I got like six coats.
Hold on, bro.
The way this nigga said that, he
just
kind of
me for not having a coat, bro.
No.
Hold on, bro. We talking about below freezing temperature.
He can't wear a coat. His body's not equipped for a coat.
So y'all want millions of people to die,
really?
Or do y'all think millions
of people ain't die from COVID?
Yeah, huh?
Worldwide, yeah.
Like
no.
Worldwide.
Talk about
2.5
US,
million.
But
talk about US, bro.
Millions of people would die
from
below freezing temperatures. True.
The world,
the whole Skid Row would die, eventually.
Yeah. That might, I'm not going to say that on camera.
I know what
I'm
you
gonna,
mean,
get to
bro.
My point of
it
view.
Might have,
that might
it might solve a problem.
Would it solve?
It might solve
but
a
no,
problem.
Listen,
is
this,
is California behind
hold on.
The...
Paul, hold on.
Is California behind
out.
This?
Do y'all know when they when motherfuckers that's incarcerated and this shit get out, they drop them niggas off on Skid Row?
Makes sense.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Where them niggas gonna go?
Yeah,
but I'm that be y'all problem with niggas. Like, y'all be wanting mad niggas too successful, bro. Where these niggas gonna work at? Where do you niggas gonna live?
I'm let them help them out.
Yeah,
nah, we don't agree don't with give, them. They don't give a fuck. Yes. In their eyes, they're just criminals.
That's
well,
what I'm saying.
We know that, but I'm just saying.
Well, that's why.
Bro, we ain't got enough jobs for really all the niggas, bro. Like,
man.
I mean, yeah, we do. There's come a lot. There's
Eli,
a lot.
Come on, bro. We're being real, bro. Let's be real, y'all.
Even if you're a felon, there's a lot of jobs. Don't let them believe.
Oh, yeah, so the 6 or 7% of niggas...
It's back to life. It's back to
what's
life.
What's unemployment at right now?
Where the bag at, nigga?
You want me the percentage?
Yeah. Because my thing is, why all them niggas unemployed
stop
and they ain't in jail?
The woods, nigga.
So where are all these niggas in jail finna work
at? Were you talking to the mic for once? Talking to the mic.
Hey, don't try to get me to say no crazy shit. That's I'll take that back, y'all.
He's off the Bel Air.
He almost
had me say my true colors.
He's going to be popping the bottle in front of the homeless person.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Hey, and just chugging it. I know I'm fucked up.
I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. When the last time y'all niggas fed somebody that was homeless?
What you mean?
You know, like the little like chandeliers when you walk like into like a like quick shop, a convenience shop.
You about to pass out?
I heard those. Did you play some shit?
Nah.
Hey, just that quiet, bro.
Go lay down on the couch, bro.
Yeah.
Go lay down on the couch.
You about to black out.
Economics. Go get a wet cloth, nigga, and put it on your head.
Hey, hold on, bro. Just hold on, bro. I need some answer for Drew, bro, because Drew's our economics guy on the podcast.
I don't know shit.
Drew, can you speak to us a little bit about economics and why you want minimum wage to be?
Hold on, economics. Wait, what? Nigga, when did you become an economics professor, nigga?
He gets why I said it.
Okay.
Remember when Drew came in?
Yeah, bro, chill out, man. I be making jokes online, bro. I don't know.
Niggas take this nigga serious. You know they take you serious,
bro. I don't.
He said, "This is what." Like, come on, bro. Relax.
How the fuck do you? How do you handle all these arguments on every single different status?
Me?
Yes.
Drew in like 9.
You really reply so much, bro. Like, it's been like a year since I actually went in on a Facebook argument. I know I fucking love it.
I don't do that shit no more.
But no, I will never do that ever again.
The thing is, I always got something to say for him. So, like, if it's there and I get a notification, I'm going to reply to your ass if you say it's a bullshit.
No, I don't blame you.
I just don't reply.
I don't. The thing is,
I know it's going to be 15 more replies after
that. This is the misconception. I treat Facebook like Reddit. I do not scroll. I do not scroll through my timeline.
No.
I literally react to the first thing that pops up. I refresh it, react to the first thing that pops up, refresh it, react to the first thing that pops up, and I just get in threads. Really? I don't sit there and scroll. I literally get into arguments with my girl about it. I say, this shit right here is just fucking idiotic. So I'm on Facebook for maybe like, I'm replying for like maybe like an hour a day.
We'll stop replying,
but it looks crazy,
bro.
But I can reply right away, so it looks crazy, but it's really like having a conversation.
Like
debate?
I just hate texting about it.
Yeah. So
like,
I used to
do it all the time. I've
laid off of it though a little.
Facebook,
put a voice
feature on there, a voice memo feature.
No, I don't want to hear your voice. And just keep typing because people look stupid when they type.
Would that
you
crazy?
Really expose it
you
when
know
they
it's
start
coming,
typing.
Though. You know it's coming because of Clubhouse. You know Facebook.
Oh, man, yeah, they gonna take that shit.
You know Facebook's gonna get a voice memo.
Let me
feature.
Hit that shit, man. I'm wild. Let me calm down a little bit.
And when a nigga, hey, y'all heard it here first on Raw.
Hey, shout
District.
Out to Persistence, Perception, Perplex,
Proprieties,
Propriety, the fucking priorities, Rover.
Priorities.
The Rover landed on Mars, man, and they about to get get HD photos of that.
We
moment.
On Mars.
Hold on. I thought we said that the planets and shit
Perseverance.
Was fake. Didn't Ooh. We say that one episode? The moon and shit was fake. We
Man,
never landed on
I
the moon.
Say a lot of shit, but
I didn't say that.
The rover, though, I believe the rover is taking pictures up there.
How you? What tells you that? Did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Let me see.
You want to see some pictures of Mars?
Is it red, like they say?
Mm-hmm.
That shit red.
Humans can't go there, though.
It's like below, like, it's like negative 50 degrees there.
But it can get up to temperatures like 80.
And we found water on Mars, right?
Yeah. It's frozen. It's frozen, though.
Damn.
But the thing is,
but it's possible.
They haven't discovered, like, say you're in Kansas, right? And the temperature and the climate is the way it is. Mm-hmm. What about Antarctica? Imagine somebody drops something on Antarctica or whatever, a rover, and they study Antarctica, and they're like, oh, man, you can't live there. That's exactly how it is with Mars. They haven't discovered every...
people studying Antarctica.
What if we was to send some motherfuckers there and they adapted to the environment?
They would adapt, I believe.
Do you think they would? Yeah, I guess that is more of my question. Do you think if we sent motherfuckers up there, would they adapt to the environment? Would they grow gills in their neck that can breathe in that shit?
My theory is there was life
maybe
on Mars
in like 10,000 years. I think it takes long to adapt to a certain area.
That's also my curiosity. Why the fuck are we so curious about Mars and not the other states?
I think we need to really care about Earth and stop fucking around going out of space. And
no, but
so
you
much
can.
Money.
We do need to.
You can understand.
We need to explore
Earth.
Other options.
You can understand our shit.
Let's fix the Earth, me and you, bro.
But to fix the Earth,
we need to explore other options.
Yeah, if you understand Mars is climbing, and
Earth is made for humans,
right? But if
Watch
you understand that and understand
Watch
what happened to them, you can
That's
understand
true,
the climate changing.
What you mean what happened to them, Joe?
Because my theory,
so you just
is
think it's a
there used to be life on Mars.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just the timing and the way it's because so Earth is going to become Mars.
I think Mars is
couple thousand years.
It's a preview of what Earth is headed to.
I could feel that. That's what I'm saying. So,
damn.
And if we can understand what happened on Mars and the climate change that occurred there, then maybe we can stop.
Watch the 100. Watch the 100.
Yeah,
that's what happened to Mars. But they had life there. The people came. They gave them an option. They didn't pass the test. So Mars,
the
people died with
that.
That's what money does, man. Mm-hmm. It makes.
We
got
to pass the test. And right now, we wouldn't pass the test. If somebody came and test us as a society, as a human race, we wouldn't pass the test.
You don't think we'll pass?
No. Hmm. Maybe other countries, maybe some other places, but not U.S.
Have you seen Arrival?
What?
Arrival.
Yeah.
The movie or something? Is it a movie?
It's about aliens.
I don't know why I agreed to that. I didn't say it.
They come down. Because they needed our help, basically. And there's this lady that was trying to decipher their language. They had a language and, like, it was just made a bunch of particles and shit. But eventually, like, they could tell time, and they made everything non-linear. So it's... I don't know, bro.
I'm too fucked up for this
I know,
shit.
Right?
Hey, who's winning the NBA championship? What's your predictions
Nets,
right now?
The Lakers.
Let's get it, man.
Nets in two.
Hey, hold on.
Nets in two games.
I'm either going to go with the Lakers or I'm going to go with the Knicks because they got Julius LeBron Randle.
Shut up,
bro. The
Knicks.
The Knicks got
Nets.
Julius LeBron Randle.
Why are you hating on the Nets, though?
It's going to be the Wizards. The Wizards.
He's winning it.
I'll bet somebody $1,000 right now the Nets win the championship.
Let me bet you that $1,000 after I get the stem.
I'm way too fucking high for this.
Nigga,
I'm too high for what you just said. I was like, man, with linear.
It don't matter when you win. It don't matter. The championship's going to be out. You get the stem anyway, nigga.
The nigga Eli started talking about linear,
I could tell I
wasn't
making any sense.
As soon as niggas start bringing up linear, I know it's my way to.
Look.
I'm like, this shit's too smart for me, bro.
I had to turn the corner, bro. Like, linear. All right.
You a genius,
it's just some trippy shit.
Yeah.
You got to do that to everybody.
I got the Lakers, bro. I got the Lakers in seven.
No, just tell them to sit still for a second.
I'm going to talk to the camera for a second. I got the Lakers in seven.
Okay, bet. Yeah.
I don't believe the Nets are going to stay completely healthy.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here. You a basketball player. What the fuck? How the fuck do you rig basketball? How do you rig basketball?
Easy.
Easy. Please tell me. No, please. I want to hear this. How do you rig basketball?
What you mean, how you rig it?
How do you do it?
Miss shots on purpose? You know?
Do y'all watch? Do y'all actually watch NBA, though?
Money.
I watch every
do you
single
watch
game
NBA,
ever.
Though?
Money.
Do you watch the NBA, though? Do you watch games and shit?
Yeah, I watch them all
do
the
they,
time.
They look rigged to y'all?
Call, I be streaming them. I can't
they
even,
look
I can't
rigged
get
to y'all?
Yeah, bro. Somebody's playing a video game.
The games
like
are not so much rigged.
Okay, so what's rigged? What's the rigged aspect of it?
The outside shit.
The simulation, bro. It's simulated.
Like, oh, like KD and all them joining up and shit.
LeBron
like that.
Ending up in L.A.
Yeah. That might be. No. There's politics.
It's set up for certain teams to
succeed. There is politics in the NBA, yes. All right, well, shit, but the games themselves, when they tip the ball up,
you can't rig that.
No.
But you can.
Can't rig that.
Some people could throw the game.
You would be able to tell.
You've seen the longest yard.
You would be able to tell.
can shoot. You can miss a shot if you want
to
miss a shot. Bro.
You would be able to tell if the games was rigged like that.
Sometimes. Ask Twitter. The motherfuckers be like, yeah, this shit rigged.
Bro. Bro, you be noticing I've watched too many.
I've watched too many games.
Bro, when Golden State, when Golden State lost that finals to LeBron and them, bro, I felt they lost on purpose to get KD, bro.
Referees can call calls and shit like that.
Steph and Clay, maybe certain the games.
There's history maybe of that certain, already happening.
But yeah, there's certain games that might have
Didn't he do prison time for
But listen, though. Listen, that's just certain games, but those games aren't dictating the impact of a championship or anything like that.
The Lakers versus the fucking
we already know
Nets.
It's going to be the Lakers versus Nets.
Versus Nets.
We know
that. You throw them in a 7-game series and you tell the refs, call this game towards the Nets. But you know what I'm
It'll
saying?
It'll be obvious. It'll be too obvious. If you do it multiple games,
it's not going to be obvious because the margin is like real slim. Like, it's a close thing. So if they get the calls, it's easy.
You got to win.
The games
are going to
come down. Most likely, they're both equally skilled in a sense. People can argue it, but it's going to come down to a couple possessions.
But see, you
so if the refs are on your side, easy.
See, now there's challenges for coaches. There's camera reviews and shit like that. So if
it's not perfect, but the odds are on their side.
Yeah. They can get away with maybe a few calls that are like some bullshit calls. But that's where I would say the referees dictate the game more. Would
in
be
football?
NFL.
They still would have lost though.
The Chiefs? Yeah, they would if I agree. But like I said, the basketball shit, I don't think that the games
it
are
is
rigged.
Harder to
I
rig.
Do think there's politics though, like you said, Drew. Outside of the court, yes, I think there's politics. Chris Paul not being able to team up with Kobe. But now all of a sudden, every superstars are able to team up. I think they hated on Kobe. I think the league themselves hated on Kobe Bryant. That's the only explanation that anybody can
shout
have
out Kobe
for that.
Bryant endorsing body armor.
Because
shout
out Kobe. Why is any why you know, literally years after that, motherfuckers was able to team up. I guess Celtics was when that happened. That's why Kobe tried to team up with Chris Paul, right?
That was his defense.
So yeah, man. So there's politics. There's politics in the game
for
sure.
Everything. If you're making that much money doing everything, like you have to.
And some would argue that died off
in some way.
Yeah. Some would argue that died off with David Stern.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like Adam Silver. He's been solid.
Yeah,
for real.
He's made some good changes. I definitely like the endorsements on the. I think that was a dope move, and I like that they finally got Jordan jerseys. I don't know if y'all have noticed that, but some of the teams instead of having like they'll have the NBA like they'll have Jerry West on the back, the NBA logo on the back.
Yeah,
but they'll have the sponsor whoever sponsors them. And then they'll have Jordan on the other side instead of the NBA logo.
Does the Pistons?
Does the Pistons have them?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They might not. They might be the only team that don't got a Jordan jersey alternate.
The Pistons. The Pistons got a Jordan jersey?
Do they? I think they do.
Ooh.
I feel like they did back when wasn't Blake Griffin fucking with Jordan?
Hey, that's the end of that, then. That's the end of the discussion,
you out,
man.
You bouncing?
You out?
Who? He ain't had Blake Griffin. They had a dunk for like 2 years.
Hey, it's over for Blake, man.
Nah, I think Blake been playing bad enough to go to a contender.
He's been doing comedy, bro.
Yeah, he's good. He's funny too.
Hey, Let me see that thing.
He needs to go back to L.A. Play off of like a little minimum contract and then just end it.
I was talking about the light.
And go do stand up comedy.
Yeah, he's been doing shit with Andrew Santino and shit.
Yeah,
and he does like charity comedy shows and.
Yeah.
He does a set.
I'm about to take a picture. This is Chris's right here. No fingers and no toes, man. Pick a side.
Pick a side, no fingers and no toes. You know I got to keep it light and funny, man.
No fingers and no toes.
You can't move around, nigga, without your toes.
You're right, exactly.
And it's hard to get fake toes and fake fingers.
It's basically asking you want to be
just fake fingers or just toes off. nigga.
And so I was born with two extra fingers and got them cut off. So losing fingers.
Damn, you should have kept them, bro.
Losing fingers.
You should have kept them extra fingers.
Had six fingers. Here you go. Here you go, Drew.
I'm Drew for now. Fuck. Hey man, this is the Raw District. I'm Drew Dawson. This Tony Fontanas. We got White Ready.
White Red.
Eli Brown sitting over here.
No, you put an Eli Brown like that's Eli Brown. You're Eli Brown.
No, I'm Drew Dawson.
Oh, okay, my bad, Drew. My bad, Drew.
What the fuck you think this is, bro? I'm Drew Dawson and I made this shit.
Okay.
Here we go.
For real though, shout out.
We finna get live though here pretty soon. I got the live popping right now. Hand me that. I'm good on that.
You're still talking about body parts?
Nah, man. All right.
We never really answered the question.
This nigga, he didn't know. He froze up. Damn, nigga. Oh, how you?
I don't know.
Shit?
I don't know.
Hey, fingers give you balance, so you can't walk without. I mean, toes give you balance, so you can't walk without them.
You said what?
And so what would be the best prosthetic to get? You could get like fake hands that bend. I don't know if you could do that with feet. You would have to.
Yeah, you can't.
I feel like I'd rather just like cut off my whole foot. And
you have one of those.
Foot.
You have one of those metal things, the little tink things. You know what I'm saying?
Like the ones that they run track with, the ones that bounce.
What are they trying to figure out?
I'm about to call the police.
What are y'all doing, man?
This is the Raw District Podcast. I'm Drew Dawson.
I'm Eli Brown,
aka
White Ready in the building.
Tony Fontana in the building.
Yeah. Nels.
Nels in the building. Fucking Eli Brown, the lunch lady, aka
this motherfucker.
Preston White. Alpha Beta.
We got my boy K-Non in the building.
This motherfucker, nigga, blow. Yeah, we all right. Ignore
Shout
me.
Out to Scotty dripping in the motherfucking building.
Snotty dripping.
He's had COVID 3 times, man.
Snotty.
Shout out to White Ready, man.
Nose
always running. He's a warrior, man. He's a warrior. Shout out to Tony Fontana, aka Sad Fontana.
Yeah, man, he's back.
Mr. Trucker, Mr. Lot Lizard Man.
I wouldn't address that last name.
The Lot Lizard Man.
The Lot Lizard Man in the building, bro.
29, my nigga.
Good for that.
Status
so,
man.
How you doing, nigga? What can I do it too, nigga? Both for life.
Can I do it too?
I'm about to get on Facebook, man. Let them know, man. Chris is a part of the team.
Hey, man. Let's get into shout outs, man. What shout outs y'all got before we
Shout out to the gang. I want to shout out Raw District. Shout out for them for letting me back on the podcast. We had our differences. They kicked me off. You feel me? I sound like I'm doing a BET award, but I'm not.
Shout out to God
for coming through. Shout out to La Casa Blanca. Shout out to my boy Nils.
Yeah.
Raw District.
Yeah.
It's raw. Who's next? What shout outs you got, man?
Hey, man, shout out to people, man. Shout out my guys, man. Shout out the Raw District team. Shout out Nels for this little equipment that he got attached to my phone, man. Shout out to Preston, man, for the spot. Hey, man, hey, free my guys, free Cuzzo, free Chop, and RIP the game. Yeah, we about to get into these lives.
Hey, man, shout out to Ted Cruz, man. Shout out to these hoes, man. These hoes need to be held accountable for their body count, for sure.
Hey, tell them.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Chill.
Chill out. Ladies, chill.
All right, shout out to Lori Harvey. She's a beautiful woman.
He couldn't hit Lori.
It's a beautiful thing.
Who is Boozy?
Boozy couldn't get
Lori. Boozy can't pull Lori Harvey. Come on,
hey, Boozy might have hit Lori. Did Boozy hit Lori?
Let us know in the comment section if Boozy hit Lori.
You better comment. You better subscribe.
AP in the building.
Oh, 5 for 5.
Hey, man, shout out to the Raw District Podcast, man. This is episode 20-something. We're almost to 30, man. Y'all be easy,
man. Happy birthday. Oh, and shout out to Tony Fontana. Happy birthday, my nigga.
Tony Fontana.
Happy
birthday to this nigga.
Now, that light look good, man.
Gonna be looking good. Got the melanin all shining.